Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my college football game preview. It's the Clemson Tigers taking on the Syracuse Orangemen. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I'm Vincent Turner, Mr. Football, and special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Big football game in the ACC this weekend, Syracuse and Clemson. Let me start with the Syracuse Orangemen. Got a pretty good defense, ranked 9th nationally in the country, giving up just 15 points a game. The last 2 weeks, they've been flawless. Last week against North Carolina State, they only gave up 9 points. And you think about their head coach, Dino Babers. Boy, a young man from Honolulu, Hawaii, grew up in San Diego, a gentleman that coached Jimmy Garoppolo, who's doing his thing with the San Francisco 49ers. He's got the Orangemen as one of the surprise teams in the country. But make no bones, Syracuse is going to come down to Death Valley up there in Clemson, South Carolina. They're going to do two things. They're going to play defense, and they're going to try to run the ball. I think they got one of the top three running backs in the country in Sean Tucker. Last week, he had 98 yards against North Carolina State. But think about this. In last year game against Clemson, he had 157 yards. Very, very talented football player. A lot of people saying he might be the second coming of Floyd Little. Ernie Davis. Jim Brown. But let's talk about the Orangemen's defense. I like their two linebackers, Mikael Jones and Marlo Wax. Two best defensive players at that position you haven't heard from in this college football season. But I think this Saturday, you're going to hear a lot of them against Clemson. And then they got, I think, one of the top five cornerbacks that's going to enter the 2023 NFL draft, and Mr. Garrett Williams. Very excellent football player. Two INTs on the year. 2.3 pass breakups. A guy that can shut down half of the field. Now let's move to the Clemson Tigers. I got to be honest with you. Really, really honest about the Clemson Tigers. Dabo Sweeney, I got a lot of respect for you. It's just a different culture in Clemson that you can feel that Clemson over the years have been a tight-knit group. And make no bones, Dabo Sweeney is one of the top two coaches in college football. What I like about him, man, he stuck with DJU. When last year Clemson went 10-3 and DJU struggled, but he stayed with that young man. And look what you got. This guy's a former five-star. Look what you have. 1,665 passing yards, 17 touchdowns, 2 INTs. And make a long story short, played very solid football last week against Florida State. 15-23, only 121 yards. But what I'm seeing is a young man, each game is getting confident and is starting to play at that NFL level. And then Will Shipley. I see why Clemson was very high on him as a freshman last year. Sophomore, he's starting to get his groove. 567 yards, 8 touchdowns. Last week had 121 yards against Florida State. But make no bones, the Clemson defense, a couple of weeks ago, they struggled against Wake Forest. but they're starting to get in a groove. They're still only giving up 22 points, but you look at it, and you look at it, Clemson, I expect them to be one of the teams in the college football playoffs. I think they're going to handle Syracuse on this Saturday at 12 noon, and simply because when you look at Clemson, they've had a lot of obstacles so far this season. Their young defensive tackle, Brad Breezy's sister passed, and I want to give kudos to the Clemson family. That is a major distraction. So think about it. They still got NFL talent. KJ Henry, Xavier Thomas, Miles Murphy, Trenton Simpson, 44 tackles on the year. A young man I seen play in high school that the media was killing 2 weeks ago against Wake Forest. He did struggle, Mr. Nate Wiggins. But the last 2 weeks, he's starting to play at that level of a guy that went to the same high school, A.J. Terrell. This is a very good Clemson football team. It's getting better week in and week out. I love the quarterback. I love the coach up there at Clemson. Clemson is like, when you look at all the other schools on the national level, before USC lost against Utah last week, I was very high on the Trojans, California, y'all ain't. Tennessee has had a big win with Hendon Hooker over Alabama this past week. Everybody here locally, I'm broadcasting live out of Douglasville, Georgia. We ain't talking about them Georgia Bulldogs who ranked number one. But you know what? Quietly, it's nobody talking about the Clemson Tigers as being that team. They're saying, yeah, Clemson is good. Yeah, Clemson did. But I guarantee you, this football team is getting better every week. And to the Clemson Nation, don't be so critical. Last week, you had a 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter. That was a well-coached Florida State football team that was trying to survive under Mike Norrell and a quarterback that's been playing good, Jordan Travis. And I heard some of the Clemson pundits, net picking over that win 34-28 last week. See how your football team play this week. They're going to bounce back in a big way. Stop being so net-picking. But you know what? Dabo Sweeney has the Clemson Nation spoiled. He's had a lot of success and a lot of great players. Taj Boyd, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson. I can understand you, Mike Williams, Christian Wilkes, Dexter Lawrence, A.J. Terrell. So I can understand why the Clemson Nation is spoiled a little bit. But y'all going to bounce back in a big way. I'm taking Clemson 24, Syracuse 10 this weekend. Clemson Nation, y'all in the house, baby. I like this football team. If you like the video today, please come in and share it here on 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my Medusa, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. God bless.
Let's find out what Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, have to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's the Ole Miss LSU football game preview, college. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. The college game preview today. As I just mentioned, the Ole Miss Rebels going against the Louisiana State Tigers. Let me start with LSU. This is an up-and-down football team, but I said after the first game watching them against Florida State, this team can be very dangerous at the end of the year, and they got some very special talented players. Well, last week against Florida, in a 45-35 win, you saw that happen. Jalen Daniels, who has 1,564 yards on the year, was flawless last week. He's finally playing like the guy that I saw in his freshman year at Arizona State. 23-32, 349 yards. But what I came away with is Kayshon Boutte, NFL royalty. He finally put on the show last week. 7 receptions, 118 yards, 16 yards reception. I still got him in the class as one of the top 3 receivers entering into the 2023 NFL draft. And Malik Nabers on the year is a very special player, over 418 yards, 32 receptions on the year. And then defensively, B.J. Arilary, locally out of the Atlanta metro area, Marietta, Georgia, is a football player. On the year, he's got 3.5 sacks, 4.5 tackles for loss. So you're seeing that Brian Kelly, with this LSU team that has talent, last week they kind of rolled into a nice little mold last week. And that was a very, very impressive win over the Florida Gators in Gainesville. Now let's talk about the Ole Miss Rebels. Kudos to Lane Kiffin. 1962 is the last time that Ole Miss has been undefeated at this point of the season. 1962. Perry Lee Dunn. Chuck Morris. Absolutely. Glenn Griffin. Boy, 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 you know they got to be very excited down on the Grove. And then think about this. When you look at Ole Miss and LSU, before I get into the Ole Miss team, you always got to go back to Halloween night, 1959. Billy Cannon, that 89-yard punt return, that was electric. Still talked about today. Well, you know what? Ole Miss coming to Baton Rouge on Saturday, it's going to be electric. Let's talk about the Rebels football team, man. Jackson Dart, special football player, transferred from California, Yahe, USC. 1,488 yards on the year pass, 11 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Receivers Jonathan Mingo and Malik Heath. NFL Roy team, 853 yards, 6 touchdowns. But the thing that's really surprising about the Rebels is that they lead the conference in rushing, 271 yards a game rushing the football. And you think about the young man that they got running the football right now, Zach Evans, and the other young man, Quashawn Dickens. Excuse me. I can't think of the young man's name, but it kind of hold me. But that Rebels offensive running game is off the kisser. Then you're looking at total offense, they're averaging 448 yards on the year, 40 points a game. Defensively, last week they gave up 179 yards to Tank Beasley and Auburn last week, but that's all right. I think when you look at this Ole Miss team overall, they're improving week in and week out. And boy, when you look at the running game, as I just mentioned, you got to think about Randy Baldwin, Deuce McAllister, John Avery. 40 points a game, 271 yards rushing the game. You got to think Lane Kiffin. You didn't think he'd have it in him. You think of him more of an offensive-minded guy throwing the football. But make no bones, this is a very special Ole Miss team. And this is a big football game of Ole Miss to see whether or not they're going to be a national player. But this is a tough football game. But you know what? I think the Rebels are going to go down there and win a high-scoring game 42-38. Yes, sir. I think it's going to be some points put on the board. And I think when it's all said and done, we're going to talk about Ole Miss maybe being in that caliber of being talking about a national champion. That's right. The Rebels, this is a very special football team under a very special head coach in Lane Kiffin. Like him or not, but this guy knows offensive football. And I never thought in a million years that Ole Miss would be leading the conference in rushing.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate hearing 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Y'all be special here on 100 Yards of Football. Thank you and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.